work like they used to before. And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? And darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways.
Montreal.
Maybe it's a touch of your hand.
We alive.
Oh, me, I keep falling every single day. And I always just want to tell you I am. So honey, now, how?
Yeah, man.
Take me into your loving arms.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's what I'm saying. Blessing, Neil.
As we leave you today, Montreal, we wish we had more time to spend with you. Hopefully, we will have him back one day, Mr. Kes Copeland. Remember the date, July the 30th.
That's right.
Yeah.
The release.
With love.
With love.
Is the title.
And Montreal, you know we love you. Mm. We love you so much. Mm-hmm. We want you to take good care of yourself and come back to us. Miss Rudgick.
Talk to me.
And Mr. Copeland.
Yes.
It was a pleasure having you today.
Same
pleasure
here.
Being here.
I just want to say thank you so much for being in studio. And whenever you have the time, the doors are always open.
Bless them.
Those doors right there.
Thank you.
Just come and we'll take good care of you.
All right.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll keep in touch for sure.
Have a good day.
Likewise.
Montreal, stay tuned for your Caribbean Callaloo coming up after the 2 o'clock news. I am 1 minute after the 2 o'clock news. So I just want to say we love you so much, Montreal. Enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy the sunshine. If you're going out tonight, make sure you take an umbrella with you. Take good care of yourselves. We love you, Montreal. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
See you smile about the way it feels. And every time I grab you next to me, and I can't let you go.
CJLO, 1690 AM, Montreal.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mushtahid.
To our knowledge, this is the first time in Canada that a zoo owner is facing criminal animal cruelty charges, and it's also the first time in the history of Quebec that animal cruelty charges have been laid by way of indictment, which is a type of prosecution that is reserved for the most serious offenses and opens the door to harsher penalties.
This was Sophie Gaillard, lawyer and spokeswoman for the SPCA, referring to Norman Trahan, owner of Saint-Édouard Zoo in Trois-Rivières, who was arrested by SPCA officers and the SQ on charges of animal neglect and cruelty. After evaluating the condition of the animals at the zoo, a senior campaign manager told a news conference that most animals remained in dilapidated enclosures, had limited access to food and water, and appeared to be in need of veterinary care. The charges stem from a visit in August 2018, when the SPCA said it noted several alleged violations. In a subsequent visit in October, officials seized two alpacas that were in poor health and found four deceased animals, including two tigers. A resident who lives nearby the zoo told CTV News that he has seen dead or dying animals on the property. If convicted, the owner of the zoo could face a maximum of 5 years in jail and a lifetime ban on owning animals. Canadian Minister of Tourism announced investments in support of Pride festivals across Canada, including major investments in Pride Toronto, Fierté Montréal, and the Vancouver Pride Society. Regional Economic Development Agencies will work with Fierté Canada Pride to support even more Pride events across the country. Other projects will include LGBTQ diversity training and market readiness programs in order to provide safe and respectful sites across Canada that everyone can enjoy. These investments, part of the Canadian Experiences Fund, foster values of diversity and equity, making Canada a welcoming destination for LGBTQ travelers. In a statement, the UN Refugee Agency said that given the worsening political, economic, human rights, and humanitarian situation in Venezuela, the UN now considers that the majority of those fleeing the country are in need of international refugee protection. The new guidelines underscore the growing humanitarian crisis in Venezuela that is forcing people to take desperate journeys in search of food, medicine, and other basic necessities. The crisis comes as the country is locked in a political struggle between Juan Guaido, leader of the National Assembly of Venezuela, and Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Let's go! I don't want to be late. It's already noon! Is in the house. DJ 610 is in the house. Caribbean Kalalu is in the house.
As we take you on our weekly musical ride through the Caribbean, we are going to fill your musical appetite with the sound and beat of the Caribbean. We do this every Saturdays from noon till 2. This program is called Caribbean Kalalu, where we mix it up with love and all the spices of the Caribbean. We broadcast from CJLO Radio at Concordia University. I'm your host, Raphael 610 McKenzie.
Yes, welcome to Caribbean Kalalu here on this wonderful day here in Montreal. How you doing? Oh yes, it's a beautiful day right here in Montreal. Oh yes, and nice things are happening all over the Caribbean community. It's a big day. Holiday weekend over there in the United States. Here we go. Happy Memorial Day to all you
to the US of A. Yeah, man. Hope you guys enjoy. We have to also welcome the cricket team coming out of Brooklyn, New York, right here for this Memorial Day weekend. They're going to be playing the St. Vincent Mets tomorrow over there in Verdun. So let's welcome them, because we're going to be welcoming them with a big party later on, which I'm going to tell you more about it. It's also Carnival Day in Guyana. Guyana, well, you know, they had it yesterday, they had the Juve. Today, they're going to have the big carnival, and tonight, you know who's going to close it down for them? Buju Banton, you know how that is. He good. He could do that for you. And they also have carnival in Atlanta, Georgia, this weekend, today, as a matter of fact. And in Orlando, I was supposed to be in Orlando, you know, because my sister begging me to come down. Anyway, I couldn't go. I have things here to take care of. And because my really good friend is down there blasting the place down, Mr. Marshall Montano is in Orlando. I wish I was there. We're going to tell you some more about it as we go along. But in the meantime, we're going to start the program off like this.
We all are living in this sinful world full of sorrow and pain. Temptation are here, there, and everywhere.
Talking about that sinful world, because you know you have some people right among us that do such crude actions, and they work with you all the time, and we are supposed to support each other and everything else like that, and they would find ways to just to put us down and make things happen that make us look bad. But that's okay. And that's life they gotta live. And you know something? I wouldn't want to say it right now, but they know who I'm talking about.
We all are living in this sinful world full of sorrow and pain. Temptation are here, there, and everywhere. When you are in trouble and you don't know what to do, and you feel like the world is coming down on you,
you gotta have faith, you gotta be strong, don't give up. Trust in Jesus. You gotta have faith. You gotta be strong. Never give up. Trust in Jesus. You gotta have faith. You gotta be strong. Don't give up. Trust in Jesus. You gotta have faith. You gotta be strong. Never give up. Trust in Jesus.
Jesus is the Lamb of God who take the sins of the world. He was sent from heaven to earth. He came to show us the way. He preached the gospel to one and all. He healed the sick and he raised the dead.
You gotta have faith, you gotta be strong, don't give up. Trust in Jesus. You gotta have faith, you gotta be strong, never give up. Trust in Jesus. You gotta have faith, you gotta be strong, don't give up. Trust in Jesus. You gotta have faith, you gotta be strong, never give up.
Don't give up.
Trust in Jesus.
Yeah, man, we're not giving up.
He caused the blind to see and the deaf to hear. He cleansed the leper, done many wonders on this earth. He died and buried, and the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He's gone to prepare a place.
You gotta have faith.
Yeah, man. We. She goes.
Don't give up.
She goes by the name of Slim Thing.
Have faith. You gotta be strong.
From her album, brand new album. Check it out.
Jesus. You gotta have faith.
You gotta have faith. Yeah, man. Yeah, man, this is Miss Zena Edwards. A soul. This is our desire, and this is my desire. This is one is by Zena Edwards. Opening up the program today.
Have your way.
Yeah, man.
Give you my heart.
With a bit of gospel in us. It's a beautiful day here in Montreal. Welcome, 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 welcome. Again, buddy, we have to welcome all the Memorial Day visitors to Montreal, the Cricket Club, Cavaliers Cricket Club of Brooklyn is visiting us this weekend. We're going to be having a big game tomorrow over there in Verdun. Yeah, man. And a big party tonight at the Food Factory. Yeah, man. Tonight, we're going to tell you more about what's going on because we got to welcome all the Brooklynites that is going to is visiting here in Montreal. Well, big cricket game and our big cricket dance tonight. Welcome, who is welcoming them? The Montreal Cricket Club, Cavaliers. Oh yes. We're gonna be back with more right after these messages. You listen to the Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO. Call a friend, tell a friend to tell a friend. Even though they're overseas, they can still tune in to CJLO.com and check out Caribbean Callaloo.
Venco, Greenland Productions, and Blue Skies Turn Black present Angel Olsen, performing live in Montreal, supported by Vagabond. Don't miss this tender rock and roll singer-songwriter at M. Tellus on Monday, November 18th at 8 o'clock p.m. Tickets are on sale now.
Saw it in her eyes. No, it wasn't what she said.
Push that button.
Yo, one to them.
How about
yo,
this one?
One to them.
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2 times award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
Jam them.
Get behind them. Jam them.
Vinci style, Vinci style. Oh yes, we welcome in the Cavaliers Cricket Club out of Brooklyn. That's a Vinci, Vinci Cricket Club out of Brooklyn. So welcome guys, welcome. Black Sansel, Louis, get behind them and jam them. Oh Lord, boy, tonight we go party with them. We partying with them tonight. Oh yes, at the Food Factory over there, 5311 B1, the Maisonneuve, right there in the corner of the Curry. Oh gosh. This one is called I Love Me Wife. I love me wife, I love she bad. And if you believe that, you could believe anything, right?
Regardless of what we shall never part. No way, the best part of my life, we don't live in strife. But those newsman girls want to spoil my life. If I talk to Sharon, they watching. If I walk with your land, they spying. They don't know if it's just a casual happening. Presumption, they're taking and going screaming. No one can deny I'm such a friendly guy. misconception, thinking I'm a wild man. I just wanna make them to understand.
Sing along, sing along.
What we used to call it
when we was little boys growing up.
I love me wife.
I want some what?
It's me life.
I love me wife bad.
Me wife.
I love me wife bad.
How can I survive? And them women love to check music, man. He spies watching every move I make. When I think it's bush, I make a mistake. If I take a lame to a party, the word is out, she's my lady. On the telephone, they gon' create a strike. Put it 2 and 2 and play in it 5. No one can deny I'm such a friendly guy. For their misconception, thinking I'm a wild man. I just wanna make them to understand. I love me wife bad. I love me wife bad. Me wife.
I love me wife bad.
Is me life.
I love me wife bad.
Me wife.
I love me wife bad.
How can I survive?
Oh God, I love my wife bad.
No big request to all about men. This one is for you.
You are now listening to CJLO.com on Caribbean Kalahu with DJ 610 and Master J Entertainment.
Like, I'm gonna play some pan now on the Kalalu. I'm gonna play some pan. And hear how I'm gonna play it. How I'm gonna play me pan. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
The greatest street. This popular beat coming from the basement. You must move your feet when you feel the heat coming from the iron. Boom, boom. Hear the song. Boom, boom. From the pan. Creating such a sweet sensation. Really shake up this town. The melody is sweet like milk and honey.
Oh yes, the pom pom sweet.
The pom pom sweet. The way they play them notes don't even drive me crazy. The pom pom sweet. The pom pom sweet. Make you lose respect when it's hard to get. Makes you such a state like a fool.
Oh yes.
Whenever that happens, you take it cool. It's a clear indication. Boom boom roll, boom boom roll, boom boom roll, boom boom roll,
boom boom roll. Let me go. Boom boom, hey, play the boom boom, play the boom boom on your steel pan. You go see how it's sweet. Boom boom, sweet. That pom pom song, sweet boy.
I will proudly say, I will always strive to be a good bassman. When I start to play, I know your boy asked for a double second.
Boom, boom,
on your mind.
Boom, boom, all the time.
Put your behavior on the line. the whole man beat on it on Carnival Day. The ecstasy don't really make me shiver.
Hey, boom boom sweet, boom boom sweet.
Sometimes I wish that it can last forever.
Boom boom sweet, boom boom sweet.
The satisfaction,
boom boom,
gives me emotion.
Boom boom.
Sometimes things get out of control. If the price too high, you best take it cool. It's a certification.
Boom boom roll, boom boom roll, boom boom roll, boom boom roll, boom boom roll. I tell you, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is DJ 610 is welcoming all the people out of the US of A, especially Brooklyn Cavaliers Cricket Club. Welcome to Montreal. This is coming from Master J and 610 right here at CJLO Caribbean Kalaloo.
To sit down and wonder what kind of woman turns me on, but I was too young to know that some women sweeter than some. Nowadays it isn't so. I asked the wrong and I got to know the different ways and different looks in which you could find a woman. I want to know your opinion. But some men love a woman with big.
How you love your woman? How you love your woman? This is Winston Sosa out of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Welcoming, welcoming all the Brooklynites here in Montreal. I love my woman with some, at least some bottom.
I could really brag on. She's bad. I still don't even know what she did last night. I have me sweating.
Last night she balling out. Oh God, the sexton. No more, no more. No more, please, no more.
I want you men now to tell me how you love your woman. Some men love being choosy, and some grab anything at hand. They don't care at all if the woman not be, as long as she has beaten. They were good and ready. Some women look so good, and they hot like fire, always in a sexy mood, ready to take you higher. Some men love a woman with big bottom, plenty hips, and looking all right. Others love them women who thick and strong, plenty fit, and love to go all night. I'm glad I don't have to search no more. I found a woman I could really brag on. She's bad, I still don't even know what she did last night. That had me sweating, had me begging. Darling, no more, no more.
Yes, man, this is Mr. Winston Soso.
Break it up.
Yeah, Yeah, man, all the women who like to jump around, monkeys, eh? Cool breeze. Wait until fire burn you. Fire must burn you when you love to jump around, so you know how it is.
And that would be their problem. If they feel the wall is running away.
Yeah, man, this wall staying right here.
They surely would have their day. They jump from Harry and they jump to Gary.
Yeah, man.
From Gary and they jump
to Gary. They jump from Harry to Gary to everybody. They jumping. They jumping. Why you jumping, sir?
They jump,
so?
And they jump to Tommy. They jump from Tommy and they jump to Cliffy.
They jump in, they don't know where they're going. Anyway, today is a big, big, big day in Montreal. A lot of people visiting this lovely city. And we have a gentleman by the doctor, by the name of Dr. Theodore Ferguson. He's doing the roadmap to leadership development over there at the Union United Church. It's on its way already. Boy. That would be a nice, I'm sorry I wasn't there for the whole day, but at the same time, it's nice that the doc would leave Trinidad and come up here to teach us some leadership, which we really do need right here in Montreal, especially between our Caribbean people. Yeah, like the leadership, them falling apart for some reason. I don't know why. But monkey's a cool breeze anyway. We go get it.
So let me go together now.
Hello, what time are you going?
Where we doing? We're going St. Vincent. We're going St. Vincent for 2019.
Hey, are you going out for carnival this year?
Yeah, I'm missing that at all.
What about you?
Are
you going? So let me go together. Hey, are you going out for carnival this year?
Yeah, yes, your hair going already. What's wrong with you? You don't hair are going to St. Vincent for carnival.
Going?
Yeah, man.
I'm going out some, like a week before carnival.
I'm going a week before carnival so I could get everything, all the thing and everything that's there. Even some, I think they say come and get some wife or something like that.
Boy.
Let me go.
Police have their eyes on you. You might be the next victim. Innocent, yes, I know you. They'll beat you, ill treat you, then put your tail in jail. Banana police, if it ain't you, banana police. Brooklyn, yeah. On the sidewalk we talking, police with them gun rushing. They push me, I'm not guilty. It's this they calling free. Banana police.
Yes, man, that's happening right here across North America. Yeah, man.
Then don't dig nothing, banana.
You have a lot of banana police, so be watching yourself. Watch what you do. Be careful what you do, because they would accuse you because of your skin color. You know how they do that all over. You don't have to. Don't get yourself in trouble, please.
It's the same damn thing. We can't find a place to sing. Find a no place to play. Mass, have no room to dingle. And when I talk to CDC, I say I have the remedy. If it's room you can't find, listen to this plan I have in mind. Mass in the hospital block.
Yeah, man. We're gonna have mass all over. Mass everywhere. Mass everywhere in Vinci style. You know how it is. This is the Caribbean Callaloo. Here on CJLO, Caribbean style. Vinci style today, because I have a big Vinci cricket club. Cavaliers out of Brooklyn, New York is visiting Montreal. Welcome, welcome Cavaliers. Welcome to Montreal. Yeah, man.
To spend a night in me party, yo. If you see this big black beauty, like soak her down and she's fine. No, she told me I am sorry. Tomorrow night you could call me wood. Oh yeah. Look me number for me later. My name is Soka Anita. Anita, girl, come soak her down with me.
Anita, come party with me. Come and party with me tonight, tonight, tonight over there. With the Cavaliers Cricket Club.
DJ Jamba, happy whole soca party rocking. Boy, boy, yeah. Wind whining, I'll be breaking. But the soca girl like watching. Man, I ain't no in a disco. I would meet a girl who could move to you. Yo, so I ask the soca lady, please come and soca with me.
Anita, come soak her down with me. Let me soak up the party now. Come baby, come baby, come, come, come. Yeah man, I have a girl coming down from Brooklyn with the cricket club. Her name is Anita and we're gonna be soaking in the party tonight. Yeah man. Over there at the food factory. Tonight, tonight.
Say no time to be picking fight. 10 years. Do darling.
Oh yes.
10 years. Stop your crying. 10 years. No more begging.
10 years.
You
useless pleading. 10 years, girl, it's 10 years of mass and music.
Yeah, man. This is the Beckett out of St. Vincent and the Grenadines telling you 10 years we didn't go to Carnival, so we're going this year. And let me tell you something, I don't care what you say, you're stopping me, I don't book my flight. You can't stop me, I'm going home for Carnival. Yeah, man. Vinci Carnival this year is 6th and 7th of July. Yeah, man. Hey, guess what? 610 is going to be right there. Yeah, man. Winding down behind somebody. Woman. Yeah, Vince Staley. You're going home? You're going home?
Friday is over, bro. 10 years. You're burning food, you're burning water. 10 years. Now come for me to go Carnival. 10 years. You're starting one set of confusion. 10 years. People rocking, 10 years. People shaking, 10 years. Masquerading, 10 years. Celebrating, 10 years.
Yeah, man.
It's 10 years of Irene music. 10 years. Sweet, sweet, sweet soca music.
10 years.
10 years of Frankie Mac. 10 years. Music to make we jam back. 10 years a party, too sweet melody. 10 years we going crazy.
Yeah, man, we going crazy. We going crazy this year, St. Vincent. Here we come. I ain't been down there for 10 years. That's what the man telling us. We gonna be back after this. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO 1690 AM, and we gonna come back and we gonna put some crab in the Callaloo. Yeah, man. Callaloo needs some crab. We're going to be back.
The Saint-Amboise Montreal Fringe Festival allows for more than 500 local, national, and international artists to cross paths. They can explore unknown artistic territories in theater, music, dance, and visual arts. Discover the biggest bilingual art party Montreal has to offer with a three-week festival featuring over 800 shows. May 27th to June 16th, Montreal's Plateau neighborhood will be buzzing with excitement for the 29th edition of the festival. Hashtag Fringe Buzz.
For your weekly dose of reggae music, exclusive interviews, and news, tune in to the More Fire Radio Show with Star Q, DJ Sirius, Singing P, and Junior Vibes. Each and every Saturday from 4 to 6 on CJLO 1690 AM. The More Fire Radio Show, Montreal's number one source for reggae music and only party on radio.
More Fire! More Fire!
You are now listening to CJLO.com on Caribbean Callaloo with DJ 610 and Master J Entertainment.
It's like my whole life just begin. Everybody say it's true. Me Becky looking brand new. Since I take this new hairstyle, all the girls going wild. From the time I leave the barber,
girl, I rush me.
Man, before I turn the corner,
girl, I rush me.
If I go to fet,
yeah, man, girl, I rush me.
In any discotheque,
girl, I rush me.
I live in life with a smile. My hairstyle,
that the woman wild.
This Carnival,
girl, I rush me.
I'll tell you something,
girl,
we have some lovely ladies in the house, and since they came in the house, they're telling me they love my haircut.
Oh yeah,
they love my hairstyle. And boy, me and one of them husbands stand up over them, but girl, I rush me, you know.
Raphael.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not her husband, that's her father, so you're in more trouble.
Oh, daddy, that's good. Daddy know. Daddy know how it is. Because daddy had the same hairstyle like me, right? The girl.
Oh, by the way, Rafi, where is your hairstyle, darling?
Well, it's right on my head.
You're bald.
Well, that's a hairstyle. You didn't know that?
It's cute. No.
You know.
It's his beard. He cut that little whisker.
Yeah.
It's a little screw.
Oh, hold on. The hairstyle is on the bottom of my lip. Yeah. All right. Welcome to Caribbean Callaloo, my ladies.
Hi.
And, you know, you're from Mode Africa, Canada.
Yes.
And tell us, introduce yourself.
Mode Africa, Canada. Hi, my name is Adebola Gomez. I'm African fashion representative.
Yeah, boy.
Hold on.
Let me go back to Africa here. Let me see if I could remember the name.
Mm-hmm.
Adebola Gomez. All right. Yes. So nice. Okay. So you're here to tell us about a walk of hope.
For mental health. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I am. Yes, Mode Africa Canada is a company that I founded last year.
Good.
We did a fashion show last year. Uh-huh. I don't know. I came here as well to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
And the outcome was so beautiful.
Okay.
So I was inspired this year
to come back.
To do something better that is also for a good cause.
All right.
You know, I know mental health affects a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
It does affect, it has affected me as well.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I'm like, okay, we need to educate a lot of people about mental health.
All right.
A lot of people, like some of our kids these days, they complain about bullies in school.
Yep.
We get a lot of stress from work.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of stress, you know, all around us. A lot of, when things are not going as we like, sometimes we're stressed.
Stress, yeah.
All up in the air. And we, as humans, I don't know, right now, these days, I don't know why, for some reason, we don't take good care of our mental health. So that's why this right now during the event, I'm inviting Nini Amelise. She is the 7-time winner of Canadian Supermodel.
Okay.
Yeah, 7-time winner Canadian Supermodel in here in Canada. So
okay,
she's gonna be here talking about mental health, talking about bullying, how she overcame bullying in school, you know, her process to become a big star, how she became a big star here in Canada, what our inspiration was. So I would really love people to encourage their kids. I would love them to be there as well. You know, it's something that can inspire them to be better, to be better versions of themselves. You know, they have to learn how to overcome that crazy bully in school. They have to know about how to deal with simple life issues. You know,
all right,
it's so very important.
This, you're going to be having a fashion show. So, I see you have one of Montreal's biggest fashion next to you, Janet Sinclair.
Yes.
How you doing? Good afternoon,
she's gonna
Janet.
Be a model.
Hi, Raphael.
How you doing?
All good,
good. So, you're gonna, I see you're part of this, very special moment for this, the walk of hope for mental health.
I'm going to be very honest. Mm-hmm. I was extremely, extremely grateful that Bobola Abodela.
Yeah.
Actually, we call her Bobola. Mm-hmm. As so I'm just going to keep it friendly, keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
Bobola to ask me to be a part of this.
Good,
it meant a lot to me because I've been through a lot of things in the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know exactly what mental health is about and what it carries. And it's not just about bullying. It's not just about being stressful.
Mm-hmm.
But it sometimes it, what we have been through in life and life experiences and what she has brought to the forum and to go through and people should appreciate is that we can be not just victims, but we can be survivors.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
And that is what she's doing. And I was very honored when she asked me to be a part of this. at a time when I was also being bullied, mm-hmm. and I went at a time when I was also fighting what going through a process of fighting.
All right.
Certain things.
I know the emotions start coming out, so
no, it but okay. The thing is that she's been here for a while, uh-huh. and she's also, I've done many shows uh-huh. that she hasn't spoken about, and she's building a platform that she we should realize. But I think mental health means something special to her. But she's been building her platform.
Good.
And we're grateful to her. Right. But, you know, okay. isn't there something else that you
yes,
have to
course,
do?
Yes, of course. She's going to tell us what's going to happen and what she's doing right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So for the fashion show, we're going to have different designers competing and different models competing from all over the world. Like, you don't have to be African to come to be part of us, to be part of our show, you know. At the end of the day, we're going to choose the best Moda Freak Canada of the year. We're going to choose the best Moda Freak designer of the year, the model and the designer. So we want to encourage you guys to, you know, come mm-hmm. out, help vote for this young men and women trying to make things out of their life.
Right.
They are trying to build themselves to be better versions of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
My models, I try as much as possible to inspire them. I'm trying to build them up to be better people in the society. I get called for mini fashion shows as well.
Mm-hmm.
So in private events, parties, corporate events,
right.
you know, shows,
mm-hmm.
I bring out the beauty of all events. So if you want to reach me, you can call me 4389883799.
Mm-hmm.
I can be reached anytime. You can call, you can text me 4389883799.
Mm-hmm.
The event, Moda Freak Canada, the reason why mm-hmm. we're here itself is going to be at 90th Roosevelt Avenue, Mount Royal. The mm-hmm. tickets is just $25. And if you would like to eat or drink, you know, we're going to have African food,
wow.
African drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Karine Omekro would be performing. Mm-hmm. She performed at Nuit d'Afrique as well, so she's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Nigerian performer.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Slush for kids. You know,
right.
it's going to be such a fun and beautiful day. You're
nice.
Going to see so many African beautiful designs from Senegal, Cameroon, Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be a wonderful night for everybody. So I'd advise you to be there. And there's going to be red carpet event as well, so be there. Make sure you're in all
yes.
our pictures.
Yes. So when you come in, you cross the red carpet, somebody's there taking your pictures so you can, people can see you all over the world.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
You're going to be on our website, which is modafreakcanada.com.
Yes, I was going to ask you if you have a website.
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
Okay.
And you see so many African designs. All our designers are
okay,
there.
So repeat that for your listeners.
www.modafreakcanada.com. You type everything one shot. modafreakcanada.com.
All right, and you get all your information about your great hope for
the
mental
work of hope for mental health.
Yep.
Yes.
Good.
You know, right. I do wish and hope everyone come out and support, because mental health is not something that is something to play with. It's something that is very real in our society.
Yes, it's very,
and
very real.
It's something that society has put a stigma on, but it's always there. And when someone starts to support us, come out and make it real, so that, I don't know, trust me, Rafi, when you went to bed last night, weren't you feeling ugly?
No, I always feel beautiful. That's what she told me before she put me to sleep.
there you go. But Bobola, I want to personally thank you for all the things that you've been doing for since I've met you, quite frankly.
Welcome.
You're absolutely beautiful person inside and out.
Yep, she is.
And for the things that you've been doing for our community, I hope you keep on doing what you're doing.
I will.
And stay focused, stay strong, and stay blessed.
Thank you so much. And I really want you all there. Make sure you bring your kids. It's very important for them. Bring them to events where they can learn.